Hey, y'all, it's Captain Garrett Ross of Miss Judy Charters here down in Savannah, Georgia. Just calling to give you a weekly fishing report. This week, we've had some more warming trends at the beginning of the week, and the past couple days have been pretty dang cold. My water temperature is still up in the 62, 63 degree range. We'll see what it's like tomorrow, as today was windy and rough and pretty cold. But the good news is we're still finding some fish. Yesterday we had an unbelievable day. We caught trout, redfish, black drums, sheep's head, primarily using the live shrimp under the adjustable cork technique. We were fishing around some fallen trees and a deep drop off on the bank, and it was really good. It was also pretty calm, wasn't real windy, and you could really get all the guys fishing well and getting good long drifts in. Today, not so much the case. It was rough when we left, bitterly cold. The temperature forecast did not reflect how cold it was out there. And we got into some pretty rough stuff, but sometimes I think making those runs in the rough weather, you avoid any pressure from any other boats that are out there, and it's worth it. If you're putting in extra effort that you think somebody else might not put into to find those fish, go the extra mile, so to speak, or, make a long run in the morning when it's really cold and you don't really feel like it. A lot of times nobody else is doing it. They're trying to stay close around the dock and not go bust their butt looking for fish way out in water that's not getting harassed all the time. The live shrimp, we've been able to catch our own. I loaded up pretty good in one of the deep holes the other day using a tape net. We caught plenty of bait for both myself and my brother, and even brought some home to eat. We picked out some of the really big ones and brought those home. And those shrimp were in the 35 to 45 foot range in one of the deep holes. We were able to kind of drive over and mark them on the bottom on the sonar. It kind of looked like shag carpet, so to speak. And then just cast out and wait until it hits the bottom. Give a couple gentle pulls, and you should feel them in the net if you got on them pretty good. Yesterday was pretty good with the artificials as well. We were able to use 3/8 ounce stand-up jig heads. And one thing, that I always keep in mind is, I know how I like to work lures. For a redfish, I'm jigging off the bottom and, giving long pauses and really, maintaining contact with the bottom. And with trout, I like to slowly retrieve it, just where that tail's barely wiggling. Well, I learned something yesterday. I had a pretty good fisherman on the boat, and he would cast out, let it hit the bottom, and he was doing big swings with a rod tip. He wasn't reeling at all. He just let it hit the bottom, big swing upwards, and let it fall again. And he caught some really nice trout doing that yesterday. I always tell people anything I say is not the right way to do it. It's just what works for me. And this guy yesterday, he was doing something that I don't do. I don't usually fish that way, but it worked. And I think that's another big thing to pay attention to is, whenever you have somebody on the boat that might fish differently than you, if they're successful, try and pick something up from them. I learn from clients all the time, where I'll say, hey, I think the fish are over here, and they might make a cast further off the bank than I would, or set shallower than I would be fishing off the bank and find, suspended fish somewhere that, I wouldn't have typically looked for them. So paying attention to the other guys in the boat is usually a pretty good thing to do too. As far as our wintertime fishing goes, this past week, I've had a couple of lackluster trips, to be honest. The weather has been up and down, and still kind of making it tough to find the fish consistently. But I've also had some of the best trips I've had in, quite a while. So it's day by day in the wintertime. Don't get frustrated if you go out there and you don't whack them on your first trip, out to a spot. Don't give up on it. Come back, day to day sometimes changes it. But don't give up on a spot just because you're unsuccessful one time. Go back, keep fishing it, and stay persistent. That's the name of the game here. There's a lot of empty water that isn't holding fish, and there's some small pockets that are just stacked up holding a lot of fish. So, I got trips booked all this week, and Hopefully I'll have a little bit more consistent fishing and some better tips to provide next week. Just right now, your guess is about as good as mine. You know, I might know a little bit more consistently where the fish are holding right now, but getting the bite, they're changing day to day. It is not a consistent bite right now, and gotta keep hunting. Good luck, guys. Tight line.